With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Deadly outbreak of the rare Hanta virus unfolding over the course of several weeks on a cruise ship that sailed from Argentina toward Antarctica and then across the Atlantic as passengers and crew members fell sick. Information from the cruise operator, health authorities, and ship tracking data shows nearly 1 month passed between when the first passenger became ill and then tests confirmed the virus indeed was on board. U.S. military leaders say the ceasefire with Iran remains in effect.
Following new Iranian attacks in the Strait of Hormuz and against the United Arab Emirates, Defense Secretary Hegseth said the ceasefire is not over despite Iran's actions.
Iran is the clear aggressor, harassing civilian vessels, threatening mariners from every nation.
Meanwhile, U.S. forces have pressed ahead with efforts to reopen the vital waterway for global energy. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Well, Secretary of State Marco Rubio says many nations want to join the U.S. in reopening the Strait of Hormuz.
Multiple countries have said we got to do something about it and fix it.
Is it like dozens or single digits or more than 100?
I don't know. I don't put a number on it. I would just tell you that here's what I would say about it. The capabilities is the issue, okay? A lot of countries would love to do something about it. They don't have a navy, right? Or they can't get there in time, or they can't. Others, you know, are less, you know, that some unfortunately do have a navy are saying, oh, we'll be involved, but we'll be involved after it's over. Well, after it's over, it's kind of like, you know, that makes sense.
South Korea's KOSPI has soared nearly 7%, topping 7,000 for the first time as Samsung Electronics stock jumped 13% in a rally driven by expectations of strong growth in AI. Shares mostly rose for the day Wednesday in other Asian markets. This is SRN News. A new report on religious switching. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
The primary finding of the Pew Research Center poll is that around the world, Catholicism is losing adherents while Protestantism is gaining them. The study also concludes that when a person leaves the Catholic Church, he usually becomes a Protestant, though some give up on religion altogether. When a person leaves Protestantism, he rarely becomes a Catholic, though, usually opting to become unaffiliated. Michael Harrington reporting.
America's churches are close tabs on the decline of marriage and family. Now, for centuries, marriage and child rearing have been among the main ways that adults are integrated into life in the church. Couples often share the same faith, tend to be more observant, and they also raise their children with that tradition. But today, 42% of adults are not married or even living with anybody. This is SRN News. A late snowstorm.
Residents in Colorado and Wyoming bringing out the snowblowers, experiencing a late spring storm. National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Hyris in Boulder.
This one certainly turns some heads when you start talking about the snowfall amounts we have in the forecast.
Some higher elevations in the mountain could get up to 2 feet of snow, much less in lower elevations like Denver, and then some places just rain.
For most seasoned Coloradans, we kind of know that there's quite a bit of change here as you go through April and May.
All that snow and rain could help drought conditions.
Former National Football League receiver Stephon Diggs has been found not guilty of assaulting his private chef during a pay dispute. Four-time Pro Bowl player was facing strangulation charge and a misdemeanor assault and battery charge as well. More details at srnnews.com.